Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 57th chapter, Perek Nun Zayin of Sefer Yeshayahu. We are really within a shooting distance of the end. Yeshayahu finishes at Perek Samach Vav, so we're really within 10 now of the closing of Yeshayahu. This is an incredible achievement. Let's keep holding in there. This Perek is really broken into three basic sections. The first section is short and succinct, raises a lot of philosophical questions. The first section really says, Hatzadik avad vein ish som alev. When the righteous die, nobody even notices. V'anshei chesed ne'esofim me'ein me'vin. And the people who do righteousness, when they are gathered in, nobody really understands the colossal nature of that loss. Because mikimim ne'ra on esaf hatzadik, it was because of evil that they were taken in. And they're going to come to peace. They're going to find their peace while evil continues to unfold. One word we're going to focus on, just to sort of put in the background of our memory as we learn through this parak, and as you have the opportunity of learning through it in the text yourselves, is look for the word shalom. Shalom, the word peace, seems to be one of the milim manchot, one of the main words, which is the underlying theme of the entire parak. So what we're being told over here in this first section, Yeshayahu is telling us, there's going to come a time where the tzaddikim are going to be pulled in, are going to pass away, and not have even being appreciated in their losses. And why? Because of the evil around them. There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to that. It sounds like right now that they're being taken, and the people around them are not sufficiently appreciative to what the role they played. And number two is that the reason is because of the evil that was around them. You know, there's a famous story which is told about the Chasam Sofer, of Moshe Sofer. And when he was 52 years old, he had the birth of a son. It was the first son he had as a boy. He was not able to have children early on. When his Rebbetzin, this is in the year 1815, in Adar 5575, his wife was going through a very difficult labor, and he was asked to daven that it should be a short labor. He responded that he would not be able to pray a short labor. He would be able to pray that it would be a smooth labor. When asked afterwards why that would be, he quoted the pasuk in Qayles, which says that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the sun and the sun sets. And we know that when one tzaddik arrives, another tzaddik passes away. We know that Rabbi Kiva was passing away, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was born. There's a certain continuum and balance that is to be found in the world. So he said, I am hoping that my child will be a tzaddik, and they will be gifted with the tzaddik. And if so, I do not want to daven for his early birth, because it will affect the lifespan of some tzaddik who is going to be extinguished at that point in time to maintain the equilibrium in the world. And this actually, he said, what's the source of this? He says, if you go back to Sefer Bereishis, and Parshas told us, so it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yitzhak and Rivka desperately wanted children, they prayed for children for. In a decade of years, it was a very, very difficult time for them. And nonetheless, they did not have children. At the end, they did finally have children. Why was it that they waited so long? So the Medrash tells us something interesting. The Medrash tells us that actually Avraham Avinu was taken 5 years early from his life because he was not to witness Esav going latarbus ra, to go to bad surroundings and environment. Because of that, that means in a certain sense, as Yitzhak and Rivka are praying desperately for a child, Avraham Avinu's own lifespan is on the balance, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting him from seeing Esav going out l'tarbus ra. Which means, says Rav Yosef Chaim in Sonnenfeld, if you look at the words Vayeaser lo Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Yitzhak's prayer and allowed them to have children, if you take the gematria of the word Vayeaser, it actually is the gematria of the word Chamesh Shanim. Which means to say, the balance that they would have to, the weight that they had to shift in order to change, so to speak, the divine plan, was in the balance, was Avraham Avinu's 5 years. The more they pushed, the more Avraham Avinu was losing out in his own life. What a terrifying equation. And if you think about over here, there's a certain equilibrium in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, at this point in time, that that tzaddikim are going to be taken. Why? Because of the evil which pervades society and doesn't appreciate them. They're going to be taken away as that society is punished. That's what seems to be Yeshayahu seems to be arguing over here. By the way, interestingly enough, the Brisker Rav, when he heard Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, of course, is the Rav of Yerushalayim a century ago, when he heard this gematria in the birth of Yitzchak, of Yaakov and Esav, he said there was no way that Rav Yosef Chaim von Sonnenfeld or anybody could have ever arrived at that gematria without Ruach HaKodesh. It's a tremendously powerful idea about the cost of tefillah. What are we praying against? Not just what are we praying for? And we sometimes don't realize that. The next section of the parak is a long tirade, essentially, against idol worshippers and adulterers. The two are put together very close. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, all the people who are left behind, who are not tzaddikim, he says, you're the children of zanus and imperfection, of immoral relationships, of imperfection. Why? Because you distance yourself from Hashem. So who do you have to find pleasure in? Who do you seek help from when you need to beg things? And he describes the most disgusting details. Those who indulge in worldly pleasures under the trees, or serve Avodah Zorah and slaughter their children for Avodah Zorah by the brooks. And he describes in such powerful terms about b'chal kei nachal chelkech heim goralech. Those stones of the river which you yourself served will be the stones to use to stone you and kill you. Should I have such rachamim on you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the people who serve the very things that kill them? It's such a sad moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes it, on the high mountains you make place for incest, for polytheism. Even as you enter the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Yeshayahu, you are placing your memories of other Avodah Zorahs, you are planning your trips to other shrines. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, he describes how the Bnei Yisrael would widen their bed for the multiple adulterers and the covenants they would make with them publicly, meaning all the other beings and deities they let into their Judaism. Not only this, he goes on to describe how Bnei Yisrael have invested their time and energy, not just in Avodah Zorah, but in human beings. And the example here, which the Mepharshim say, is referring to the king of Assyria. And they went and they sent these delegations and money and all kinds of things to think that maybe a political alliance would save them from their enemies. And he goes on to describe, you thought it was even though it was a tough trip and it was difficult to get there, it was expensive, you carried on doing it. Why? Because you believed in it. You thought it was right. And what about me? You feared the enemy, so you left me. But I control the enemy, says Hashem. I'm the one who stops them. So you left the only source of being that could stop them. And then in the end he says, look, put your trust in these armies. Where are they? When the siege comes, when the cloud looms, when the walls crack, where are they? That's what Yeshayahu says. And he says, it's only those who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will have Yerushalayim safe. And this obviously is a overt description relating to Yechizkiah HaMelech, and such a person will be able to save Omar, such a person will say Solu Solu Panu Derech, will be able to clear the way of his enemies because he trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very powerful description. You know, the Gemara goes on to describe in such terrible detail in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Dalad, what Allah describes, how there is this story with this poor boy. Eliyahu HaNavi is going through, Eliyahu HaTzadik is going through Yerushalayim, and he's finding all these starving people in the sieges of Yerushalayim, and he finds a child lying, starving, almost, you know, lifeless, and he says, can I tell you something which will help you? The boy said, yes, and he says, Eliyahu says, repeat after me, just say the word, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad, and the boy says, I can't, my parents didn't teach me that, they didn't believe in that, and he pulls his little idol out of his clothes, and he kisses the idol, kisses it, and it dies in starvation. His stomach splits open over this idol, and he dies. And that's the curse the Torah says, Nosati pigrechem al pigre gilulechem. I'll make your corpses lie on top of the corpses of your idols. And the Gemara says it refers specifically to this instance. But if you think about this, this is what Yeshayahu was saying. Look how far the trust goes. Look how far the mismanaged trust goes of Bnei Yisrael and to all these other entities in the world. What a terrible, terrible thing. And to be self-aware to about this misplaced trust. Finally, the last section of the parak is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy for the oppressed. In this section, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us mercy because of our own merit, but rather because of the suffering that we go through. In this section, he says, it's such a powerful opening pasuk. It says, Shoychen ad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shoychen ad b'kodesh shemoy marom v'kodesh sheshkon. Now Hashem dwells in the high and lofty places, and he is there to help those who are oppressed. And then Yeshayahu goes on to describe He says, Hashem, I don't want to spend my time punishing the wicked all the time. I created the soul. I want to protect it. I want to give it life. When the human being steals, Hashem says, I get angry. I express Hester upon him. I hurt the human in order to fix them. But the human keeps going in an indulgent path. And when this human is finally humbled in anger and is so downtrodden, then I take him in and I forgive him. When the Tzara arrives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Nivs for Sayim. Barasi Nivs for Sayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a new pattern in speech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to say Shalom Shalom, and he'll be Urufasiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us to a place where we can come back. But to the wicked, he'll get pushed out like flotsam and jetsam, and there'll be the Ein Shalom Omar Elokar Roshayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's no peace for those who are evil dealers. So in the end of the day, those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who get punished for their actions and ultimately are in a place of pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back in, but that's not going to help for those who are ultimately Roshayim at the core. This section over here really expresses one very central question which we should have in our mind. There are so many leadership books out there. What constitutes greatness? What constitutes real leaders? And everybody's got their own theory, which you know, some of them based on theory, some of them based on research, some of them based on what people suck out of their fingers, some are based on what people happen to be successful. You know, you can read leadership books ad infinitum. Let's read the leadership book of Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu tells us a very simple thing, and this is quoted in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph on Aleph. We say it at the end of a Yitzhak Nacha on an every Motzei Shabbos in the Siddur. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, you know how you see the greatness of Hashem, the strength of Hashem? You always see it in the context of Anvin Nusosai. That means to say in the context of his humility. And he says, where do we know this from? It's said in the Torah, it's said in the Nevi'im, and it's said in the Ksuvim. Where does it say in the Nevi'im? It's our Pasuk here, Yeshayahu Nun Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav. That HaKadosh Amar Hashem Ram V'Nisa, Shochein V'Ad V'Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful, he's lofty, he's holy, he's separated. You know what he does? V'ez Dako U'Shval Ruach L'Achayos Ruach Shfalim L'Achayos Lev Nidkoim. It is his role, it is his mission to help and save those who are oppressed. If we're looking for what it means to be a leader, it starts there. That's the way a person becomes a leader. Not because of what they were voted into, not because of an office they were attended, but because of the actions they do to be able to help those around them. We should all be zeichim to imitate, to try to approximate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in our little worlds. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.